Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, my name is Raul Feliciano. I usually have my payments directly taken out of my account, and it wasn't taken out on Monday, and I just received the email in regards to the payment not being taken out. So I just wanted to look into that and know why that happened.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to check to see why your monthly payment was not taken out. Could you spell your last name for me, please?
F, as in Frank, E-L-I-C-I-A-N-O.
Okay, Feliciano?
Feliciano, yes.
Okay, give me a moment. Please let me just pull up your account. Okay, so that's Raul. Raul?
Raul, R-A-U-L.
Raul, I'm so sorry for the mispronunciation. Could I get your service address, please?
42 Schufelt Street, Kingston, New York. The code is 12401.
And what speed internet do you have with us?
It's 1 gigabyte, I believe.
Okay, thank you for that information. One last piece of clarification. Could I have the phone number on file, please?
845-399-8918.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. I'm seeing that your auto pay is suspended. Do you have access to your eCare account?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you have access to your online account, your eCare account?
I believe I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's showing that an email was sent to you on August 1st. You had an EFT request. Did you try to change your account?
What is an EFT request?
Like a checking account, like you updated a new checking account, savings account on file?
No. What I asked the last representative was that if I can have the payment taken out on the 16th of each month instead of the 12th, but that was all I asked for. I didn't ask for anything else, so I didn't change anything else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so usually the date that your installation is installed, that would be your billing date. There is no way for us to actually change the date from our side. But let me go ahead and turn on your autopay. All right, so I turned on your auto pay. If you'd like, I could go ahead and submit the payment for you, or you can go on the eCare account and make the payment. But continuing, we will just continue to take the amount out of the account.
Okay, would there be any charge if I had you just take it out of my account? No, there's no charge. Okay, so you can go ahead and just take it out of my account.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. I'm just going ahead to submit the payment.
Now, do they if you don't make the payment on time, do they give you
a late fee? No.
Hours? No. How long would it be until they sent over somebody to disconnect the service.
So if it's the case that you want to disconnect the service, we'll disconnect the service from our end, and then we'll set up a time and date for someone to come to your location to drop off a return box, send out a return box to you and a return label for you to send over the items to us, or we could send a technician near your location to pick up the items.
So what I mean is in regards to if I don't make the payment, let's say if I don't make the payment on the due date, Do I have like a certain amount of days before, you know, I start getting a notice stating that, you know, my service will be suspended because ArchTap hasn't received the payment yet?
From what I know, no, there is not like a specific date. You just have, let me check. Oh, let me just check for you. Oh, just to update you about the auto pay, I'm not going to meet the payment as yet, being that I just turned on your auto pay. So to avoid double payments, once your auto pay has been fully updated on the account, the amount would be taken out, okay? So just give that 24 hours.
Oh, so that's in 24 hours?
That is correct. And to answer your question, just to better understand, you want to know how many days passed you until we disconnect the service?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just check on that for you. I think it's a month, but I don't want to misinform you. So just give me a moment, please.
And you said the payment would be taken out sometime tomorrow about this time, 24 hours?
Yeah, because to activate the auto pay, it's a request that we have to send over. So it takes a while to be updated, but it would be updated within 24 hours and then the payments would be taken out.
Okay.
I could go ahead and make the payment now, but being that your auto pay would be active tomorrow, it might do a double charge and I'm trying to avoid that.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So what you can do also tomorrow, you can go on your ArchTap Viber online account, and if you do see where it says auto pay active and it still shows the past the amount of $69.99, you can just always go ahead and click make a payment just to meet the payment once auto pay shows active.
If it didn't take the amount. And if I do that, it wouldn't take two payments, right?
That is why I'm saying wait until it says auto pay active. If the auto pay doesn't take the amount out, then you go ahead and click make a payment. But currently
okay.
Auto pay is pending, and there's a possibility that if I go ahead and make a payment now, once the auto pay is active, it will go ahead and take out another payment. So just to be on the safer side, let's just wait until the auto pay is active.
Okay.
All right, I'm just waiting on a response. Give me a moment, please. All right, is it okay if I just place some hold just for a minute or two, please?
No, go ahead, you can.
All right, I'll be back with you shortly.